The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, as the election is hotting up, many interest groups are beginning to release their own election manifestos, hoping to influence candidates and future government policies. One such interest group is the Irish Hotels Federation, whose president, Michael Magner, is joining me now. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Pat, and good morning to your listeners.
Now, you represent a huge number of people, some 65,000 people employed in the sector. You have 1,000 members in your federation. What are you looking for?
Well, look, the Irish Hotels Federation, Pat, you're correct in terms of what we represent, and it's a huge cohort of our industry. There's 270,000 livelihoods across the hospitality and tourism industry, and it's a 10 billion euro revenue stream into the economy here in Ireland. So the Irish Hotels Federation set out only a number of days ago key asks in our manifesto. And I suppose at the top of that list is we need an urgent review of the government's tourism policy approach. And really what we're saying is there must be a change in direction required to put the tourism hospitality industry on a more stable footing before it's too late, because we've been saying this for quite some time now. Our industry is facing an existential crisis whereby the cost of doing business is far outstripping the rate of inflation. And when we're faced with that, many of our businesses and our hotel members, where food is a significant percentage of their turnover, are just finding it very difficult.
Yeah, and we know that a lot of restaurants are going to the wall and closing down and so on. Hotels less so. Hotels seem to be prospering. Either they're housing immigrants in places where there's no business in the winter, or they're charging through the nose in places where there is business.
Well, look, I don't accept that, Pat. I mean, what each hotel will do will be the right economic decision for themselves. But what I can say is that the majority of our members, most, by the way, which are outside large urban areas, and they're in our local villages and towns across the country, they provide a unique service to the community in which they operate in, are under enormous challenges. And food is just running away with it. And one of the other asks, and we've highlighted this, is the reinstatement of the VAT. These are government-imposed costs. It was reduced or increased by 50% in September of last year. And it's welcome to see that as we approach the general election, many of the parties, including in their own manifestos, a commitment to revisit that. Because I'm sure from what they're saying is that there's a recognition that the businesses in our sector are under massive challenges. And as again, it's important to point out the cost of doing business is running far outstripping inflation. And much of this is down to government-imposed costs.
Okay, and we know about holiday costs and all those extra costs and raising the minimum wage, all of those add to the costs. But on the VAT, I mean, it's often quoted that things are better in other countries, but I was looking at it last night. I mean, Spain, 13.5%, went down to 9% for the pandemic, back up to 13.5%. In Portugal, if you have a meal with drink, 23% VAT. If you have a meal without drink, 13%. You know, we're not that far out of line with what is happening in Europe.
Yeah, you make a great point there, Pat, but I'm going to go back to my initial comment, is that the cost of doing business is outstripping the factors that we're placed with. So in Ireland, things are much more expensive. So electricity and energy, we're one of the highest, if not the highest in Europe. I know in my own business, my electricity costs have more than tripled since 2022. And that for many businesses is simply unsustainable. So it puts us out of sync with our nearest neighbour in the UK and across mainland Europe, and that is very challenging.
Okay, so what do you want? I mean, we know that if, for example, the VAT was to go down to 9%, or Fine Gael, I think, is promising 11%, but if it went down to 9%, you're not going to pass those savings on to the consumer. That's to help you with your bottom line, isn't it?
Well, I think it's there to ensure businesses are sustainable. Yeah,
that's what I mean. It's like I've heard people on radio saying, I hope they pass it on to us, blah, blah, blah. But that's not the reason you're looking for the drop. You're looking for the drop because businesses are not sustainable. And if you can save that 4.5%, it might make them sustainable.
Well, look, we're in an environment now where, you know, costs and margins are being absolutely eroded away. And I think that was well documented and highlighted in relation to the food business. And what we're saying in the Irish Hotels Federation is we acknowledge that food is a huge issue and food costs are a huge issue in our sector. And that's why the VAT needs to be reduced, because otherwise, unfortunately, the consumer is going to end up having to potentially pay more moving forward. And nobody wants that. We want Ireland to remain competitive. competitive, not just for the incredible domestic market we've here in Ireland, but remember, we're an open economy. We rely on many millions of international visitors coming to our shores every year, and it's important that we have a world-class hospitality product, but also a product that's there that gives really incredible experiences.
And what about
that does cost money?
Some of the other elements you want, tips to be tax exempt. I mean, how many of the young students who work in pubs and bars are actually declaring their tips anyway?
Well, this is when somebody makes a gratuity on a credit card or a debit card, when they're compensating or acknowledging the excellent service that so many of our incredible people in our industry give to customers every day. I do it myself. And what we didn't realise is that if that payment, that gratuity is given through a debit card or a credit card, it has to go through the payroll system, and that particular individual who you thought you were giving your 10 euro tip to, they end up being subject to taxation on that. Mm. How is that fair, Pat?
And you want a waiver from local authorities on rates and things like that, which would maybe help with viability. Look, Michael, thank you very much. You're making your points. I'm sure they're being heard loud and clear by the various parties and the candidates. Michael Magner, President of the Irish Hotels Federation, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.